Shadow Summit, Prince Ricardo de la Cerda, and the diplomats you'll never see. Hey everyone, it's Ariel from Royal News back with the briefing room, where power plays hide in plain sight. Today's episode, a story so under the radar, even most intelligence agencies are playing catch up. Let's cut through the fog. 3 days ago, Prince Ricardo de la Cerda, yes, that Ricardo, the tech-savvy royal who's been fighting for climate policy, vanished from public view. No press releases, no new posts, just gone. But here's the twist. Satellite traffic shows a private jet landing somewhere in the Den in a disclosed region. And guess who stepped off? Now, Ricardo's no stranger to closed-door meetings. But this isn't Davos. No hashtags, no leaks. Just a dozen unmarked SUVs converging on a, let's say, nondescript facility. Sources whisper this is a Five Eyes adjacent huddle. Governments, corporate giants, maybe even dark money players. Agenda? Officially, global resource security. Unofficially, rumor is it's about AI-driven energy grids. And who controls them? But why Ricardo? Well, insiders say he's become the back-channel whisperer, the guy who can talk quantum computing with CEOs and navigate old-school palace politics. But this isn't a TED Talk. These are negotiations where a handshake could reroute a billion in lithium mines or sway a microchip war. Here's where it gets murky. Attendees? No names, obviously. But piecing together flight logs and encrypted chatter. A shadowy rep from a Gulf sovereign wealth fund, a former Secretary of Defense turned board member. But let's not romanticize this. This isn't a Bond villain meetup. It's colder, quieter. These are people who measure power in data points, not diamonds. And Ricardo? He's walking a tightrope, a line too close to private capital, and his climate reforms back home get labeled as corporate puppetry. Push too hard on ethics, and poof, the deals dry up. So what's the play? My money's on hybrid deals, public-private partnerships with enough plausible deniability to survive a headline scandal. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is about something darker. Supply chain cyber attacks, rare earth mineral cartels, or the fact that Ricardo's security details suddenly tripled last month. We'll dig deeper next week. For now, watch and look around. And if you spot a certain prince smiling just a little too wide at a press conference, remember, the biggest deals happen where the cameras aren't. Thanks for tuning in to the briefing room of Royal News. If you've got intel or a conspiracy theory, slide into our DMs. And if you like this episode, rate us, because algorithms are the real gatekeepers now, and we're all just playing their game.